You're back with Green Left Radio on 3CR, and we've got our next interview with Afshan K. Mantu, who's from the Muslim Women's Council of Victoria. Afshan is here to speak to Green Left about some of the essential work you do in the community. Welcome to the show, Afshan.
Thank you for having me, Chloe.
Could you, well, maybe start off by telling us a bit about the Muslim Women's Council of Australia and what kind of work you do?
Okay, well, we started to establish the organisation since it's been established since 1989. So it's sort of to empower Muslim women and also to break the misconception of Islam and also about the hijab, because some of us do wear hijab and some of us don't. And also, you know, getting education for the women in Australia, especially for the new migrants, helping them to sort of go through institutions and complete their degree, so which we have been successful in that. And plus, we also educate them of the laws of this country and what are their rights as well. And plus, you know, their job is sort of, you know, too small for anyone, so we just have to do that. And also just to... And also we're sort of involved with breaking all these misconceptions about Islam. So we have a program called One Coffee, One Chat, where Muslims and non-Muslims get together and we talk about anything that, you know, they want a clarification and all that. So that's what Muslim Women's all about. But since COVID came, and we couldn't do any of these programs, and we sort of, you know, everyone's struggling for food and international students, and we were getting to know that a lot of people are really struggling because there was not also halal hot meals provided as well. And then if you were COVID and then you were sent a box of goodies with lots of cans like baked beans and, you know, spaghetti, it was just horrible food. And then they would sort of reach out to us. Then we thought, hang on, let's do something. And then we decided, let's do a food relief. We had no experience whatsoever. So we reached out to Moreland Council. They were really good. They helped us. They gave us the Coburg Town Hall Kitchen, and which we started our food relief from there. So the first day we started, I think it was about 60 boxes that we made. And out of that, only, you know, I think 100 we made, actually, and 20 were just gone. And we thought, oh, we're getting it wrong. But anyway, as time just progressed, and then we ended up making 300 meals every Friday a week. And plus, we were giving grocery packs to international students and basically people who didn't have any support from the government at all. So these were the families they were sort of, you know, reaching out to and helping. And we were getting a lot of referrals as well. And it was really good. And COVID patients as well, you know, they had no access to kitchen or anything. So since then, we've been doing food relief and reaching out to the community. So it's not just for Muslims. It's just showing that Muslims are out there in the community helping everyone else.
I kind of wonder if you've kind of answered some of the aspects of the next question we're going to kind of ask you, but I thought I would focus, I guess, the question a bit more on, I guess, another sort of aspect, because one of the kind of things, obviously, about the services that you were providing was that, you know, there were a lot of people who were actually left out of a lot of the government subsidies. For example, when COVID obviously hit, like, you know, JobKeeper and JobSeeker. And then, of course, there was also the fact that the Morrison government, you know, told temporary visa holders to go back home. And, of course, some of these people obviously reached out to you. So I want to hear a bit of comments to that. But I also, contextually, we're also now living, I guess, in a cost of living kind of crisis. And I guess I want to sort of hear about, you know, how have all those sort of different factors I've mentioned, from the historical factors kind of there, and now this current context, have kind of impacted on, you know, some of the work that you have been doing for the community?
Yeah. Look, the cost of living, it is rising, and especially fruit and vegetable, you know, people can't afford it as a family. So, for example, you know, we've still had cauliflower, the price of cauliflower, what, $7? That's ridiculous. I mean, if you have a family of six, you're not going to get very far, you know, and it's just ridiculous. So we thought, you know, after COVID, we sort of slow down. But now we're still getting more and more because there are people who just lost their jobs and they're still with COVID and everything. They haven't really been successful in getting a job and there's not much work out there. and also the cost of living. So we're still getting more clients as well, so we haven't really stopped, and it's not that we're going to close down either, because there is a great need out there. So it's really affected a lot of people.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks for letting us know all that, Afshan. I actually was speaking to you the other day about some of the Afghan families, sort of around 800 or hundreds of people who were repatriated to Australia after the fall of Kabul last year. And you know, maybe would you like to just maybe tell us a little bit about what was happening with them, how the Muslim Women's Council of Victoria helped them during that time?
Well, first, it was actually not, it was just 700 in the city and then about 200 in Reservoir. So basically one of our volunteer workers, she's an Afghani, we helped her as well. So she was from New Zealand. And we were helping her, and she came across these Afghans who reached out to her, said, look, can we help them? They've got no food, nothing at all. They were put in some sort of an aged care facility up there in a Reservoir, and it was sort of really, honestly, family of four, you know, it's horrible. And they had to live sort of in one room, and the kids, they had no toys, they had no clothing, like they just got on the plane and came here. So we reached out, and they reached out to us, and then we put out a word in the community, and the community has been fantastic, you know. And everyone gave clothing and for clothes for, like, babies, from babies to adults. So we managed to sort out, gave them clothing, and then we were providing every week food relief, not just sort of hot meals, even though, like, essentials like 5 kilos of rice, lentils, spices, oil, nappies for the kids, or even toiletries for themselves as well. And so that was one thing. Then on the city, at the city, one of our volunteers again was sort of around there, and then she saw these kids running around on the street. And then she approached them, and she found they were Afghanis, sort of, they'd been in Swanson Street. And so there was, again, they had no clothing. I don't know, I mean, who was looking after them, you know? Can you imagine just coming into a country with just one, with one pair of clothing, and how would you wash it? And you needed jumpers, it was cold, and, you know, there's a lot of things. And the kids were just running, they thought it was a safe country, so we just told them no. Then they reached out to us, and then we were inundated, you know. It's not a joke, 700, you know, a big number. But again, we helped them just with clothing and food and whatever was needed, even the toys for the kids, because the kids were going crazy in one room, just writing on the wall. So the manager was really happy when they gave them toys, books. And then we sort of, you know, gave them a bit of a lecture about the, in this country. I said, yeah, it could be safe, but you don't leave kids around. They could get hurt, you know, somebody speeding. They could get run over as well, and someone could abduct them. So you've got to be careful. So, I mean, I just don't understand, you know, I mean, they brought them here, just dumped them in the room, and then we'll sort you out later, give us some time. But that's not the way, that's inhumane conditions for the way we're living here.
And what can you tell us a bit about, just for our listeners, you know, tell us about your food truck, I guess any kind of upcoming events. How can people find out about, you know, learn more or get involved? How can people get...
We'd love, look, as I said, we're really at the moment looking for volunteers, because as our numbers are growing because of the crisis, you know, as the food prices are going up, we'd love to have some volunteers, some drivers for deliveries and picking up food. That'd be great. You can look at the moment, a couple of times our sign has been hacked with the word Muslim, so we haven't even got a sign there. And then plus our, I think the website also was hacked. So we're trying to update that. And plus you can look us up on Facebook and you can see all our wonderful work that we've been doing. And we're reaching out to people. That would be, you know, great. And also we will be, once we've ordered a food truck, and which has been great from the Northern Foundation. They gave us some money for the food truck. It was lovely, but we're still a bit short of a few things, but that would be great. And so we will start cooking once we get the truck. We're just waiting to get the permit and all the, you know, logistics we have to sort of still in process of. But we'd love the people to come and help and, you know, and volunteer with us. And then we'll start the One Coffee, One Chat, to come and meet us, talk to us. And, you know, if you've got any sort of want to clear some few things about Islam, please come and reach out to us, and we can do whatever we can to help you sort of, you know, we'd like to sort of build bridges and reach out to everyone. That'd be great.
Yeah, thanks, Afshan. That One Coffee, One Chat sounds like a great initiative. And Thank you for all you do. You know, you've managed to connect people in the community. You do a lot of work around, helping refugees settle here and around, helping temporary visa holders. And, you know, like you are actually providing essential service with no government help at all. I think it's great that, you know, you're doing lots of work around the empowerment of women, and, you know, the organization is also helping break down a lot of Islamophobia that does exist. Unfortunately, especially around women who wear the hijab. We really appreciate you joining us on the show. And also I want to thank you for providing food to the, refugees organized a cricket match to celebrate their freedom from detention, 9 years in detention, and the Muslim Women's Council of Australia actually made all the food so we could break fast. So that was, we really enjoyed that and we're appreciative of that. So, are there any last comments that you'd like to make, Afshan, before we wrap up?
Look, we're sort of hearing, you know, we'd love to get the support from government that who can really fund us, that we can provide more essential services for other people as well. And we're struggling at the moment. Now, I've sort of given up my own office to sort of provide the space at the moment. So, you know, I mean, this is not fair. I mean, this, you know, and the government has a lot of, you know, grants and everything else. We've got to sort of compete with others, and then the big organization gets, you know, our little organization, we miss out. So I think it's unfair. I mean, they should sort of look at what the work we're doing and then do it according to that. And we do have proof. It's not that just we're just sort of, you know, making it all up. And so that's what I want. I want, you know, really government organization to fund other organizations as well, not those big organization out there who get, you know, we work with the grassroots. It's really important. And, you know, it's really important to help. Look, we can help people. We can give them a direction, which is great. And that's what we want to do. We want to now help, you know, educate the next generation. Then they can take on. Then we retire and it just sort of goes on.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, thanks for giving us a really good explanation and sharing all the great work that you're doing in the community. And yeah, I hope that listeners, if you're looking for a volunteer opportunity or to help Afshan and the Muslim Women's Council of Australia out, please get in touch with her. We'll put some links in our on our page as well, so people can find them easily. But yeah, thank you, Afshan. We might have to wrap up, but thanks for coming on the show. Thank you.
Thank you so much for having us. Thanks a lot.
Bye-bye.
Bye.